Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Conrad Reicher. His new book, Ersatz Elite, How Cultural Marxist Fake Civilization is about how the world has been stolen from men through things like DEI hires and divorce courts. We're living in a gynocracy, and this book shows us how the civilization we built as men has also been taken over by wokesters and those women. There's an ebook on Amazon as well as an audiobook format on Google Play and Spotify. 6 hours of listening for the price of a cup of coffee. What are you waiting for? Sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, all the lefty liberal NYC public school teachers who supported Mamdani are now seeing their pensions drained by him. What do you expect when you vote for a communist who's all for redistribution? People voting for the left think they're getting classical liberals, but instead what they're getting is radical Marxists. This is almost as funny as when Robert De Niro left New York because Mamdani's taxes were increased on him after voting for him. What exactly did he expect? They are the rich that he's planning on taxing. Up next, which female body type is ideal for you? I like number 7. 1 in 4 are also acceptable, but the rest are either too muscular or too fat. Even 8 is acceptable. But does their appearance even matter these days because there are way too many single mothers and run-through women out there? I'll tell you one thing, though. Now women as large as number 9 are going to have chesticles that stand up to attention like that. Number 3, this Canadian actress, Claire Brazo, wants Canada to end her using the MAID program. She's a manic depressive, has bipolar disorder, PTSD, and so much more. This just proves to me that the human race isn't going extinct. It's more like we're just logging out from life entirely. As someone who's had health problems worse than death on numerous occasions, I keep pushing through. Right now, I'm dealing with heart palpitations which may or may not be serious. Wish me luck. Moving on, Marge Schott was so greedy as the owner of the Cincinnati Reds that she refused to pay for their post-World Series game celebration because they denied her revenue from a Game 5. Maybe the character from the Major League movies is based off of her. But in this case, I don't think so, because this is in 1990, and that film came out in 1989. Maybe the reason she was being so cheap has to do with her nose. The nose knows. Number 5, this guy shared a drawing of what he saw during a near-death experience. Many people have an intermediate state where they experience a life review which seems like an eternity, before heading back to one of the Oversoul or Source places where they prepare for their next incarnation. It's like playing a video game where you keep spawning over and over again, without realizing it when you're here. I suspect that we might be eternal beings that take this form because living forever in paradise loses all meaning and purpose at some point. Up next, isn't it hilarious how the average woman in the United States is 5'4" and 170 pounds, but she demands a man with washboard abs and is 6 feet tall, and she won't settle for anything less. Remember that this is the average. This probably means that more than half are fatter. Or do 700 pound land whales drag this average up? Are there really enough of them to do so? The average man is 5'8", and only 15% of women show interest in him. Number 7, the new website Name Him, created to catch male predators, backfires, and catches mostly women instead. The app was deleted because it was mostly female sex offenders like teachers and babysitters being listed on it. Talk about a cell phone. I looked deeper into it, and the man who built this site had to keep taking it down because people were adding him and his family to it as well. That's why it's important to stay anonymous on the internet. Moving on, looks like another country falls to enrichment, with Moldova importing 300,000 foreign workers, and it only has a population of 2.4 million. The young people in Moldova left a while back for Europe, where they could actually get higher salaries, and Jeets are being brought in to take care of their aging parents. In the end, it's going to be white folks living in fortified cities all around the world, guarded by robots to keep the enrichment out. Number 9, women all used to look different in the 20th century. The 90s in this picture look more like the 80s. Today, women all want to look the same because they're catering to Chad. Chad likes fake-up and plastic surgery, so they're all adopting that ideal. That's what the research is saying. And what comes next? Sex robots for men that look more realistic than the fake women on the bottom. As for real women, they'll probably keep sucking the fat out of their faces until they look like the corpse bride. Up next, his former Navy sailor swapped his life at sea for the adult industry, and now she's revealing she's homeless. This is probably just a lie, and odds are she's paid for this story to bring her some attention so she can get more customers to sign up to her Lonely Fools page. Plus, if she actually did make a good living from it, usually they age out at 26 or 27, once men lose interest. I'd say she belongs to the streets, but she clearly belongs to the seas. Number 11, how many of you can relate to this? That you're stronger with age and can lift $100 worth of groceries with only one hand. Back in 2002, I could actually go to Costco and fill up a full cart for $150, and thought that was way too much money. Now I buy 5 items for the same amount of money, and I'm told that inflation is only 2% for most of the time. Soon you'll be able to lift $100 worth of groceries with just your pinky. Moving on, here are some former so-called European leaders as children versus when they were in power. They look evil to me. Like they didn't get any attention from any chance while they were younger, so now they're going to take out their bitterness on the entire continent of Europe. Remember guys, you've never really been allowed to have any real power in this world unless you're part of the club. Looks like in this case, the truth of their childhoods together is stranger than fiction. Number 13, here are a bunch of women who grape some youngling guys, and only one of them received 60 days in jail. I wonder what the punishment would have been if a man had done this. What about the sentencing gap? Why do men go away for so much longer than women? What should really boil your blood with female teachers doing this is that in many cases they can't fire them, because their unions protect them, so they just ship them off to other districts. Up next, meanwhile, before you know it, they'll be punishing men for performing telepathic rape. How can it be proven? It can't. It's just going to be used as an excuse by women to get men out of the way that they don't like. So I guess that every man in the world is technically a serial rapist because he's imagined at least dozens of different women while fapping off. Number 15, women's jealousy often knows no bounds. This woman pumped her daughter-in-law full of lead until she was 6 feet under, because she stole her son from her. Looks like mama wanted more attention and the daughter-in-law was taking it all. I feel bad for the son because he's now lost his mother and wife. I hope they don't have any kids or it could actually get even worse. And you know that someone out there somewhere is going to blame men for this. Moving on, this guy says this is how it feels when his girl says that she's out with the girls but the girls are with him. Impossible, because one of those girls would have blabbed to her about smashing him. They just can't keep their mouths shut. He must have a lot more money and status because he looks ugly for all those girls to be all over him. The one in the foreground looks like a dude to me. Poor guy though, if this is true, he's suffering with mid-cheating heartbreak. Number 17, if that last meme was real, then this would be the guy's girlfriend with his African in tow. Looks like she's embracing her mother's eating habits. Also looks like no photo is complete without an ankle monitor. And you know that thing is probably hanging on for dear life. I wonder what she did. Regardless, someone else is going to have to get the Big Macs now for her until the judge decides otherwise. Maybe it's not an ankle monitor, but for insulin. Up next, this crazy Green Party counselor says that an Afghan asylum seeker who raped a 12-year-old has had his life ruined. Why would she say something like that? Just for saying that, I'd lock her up in the same cell as him. I'm sure he'd have a lot of fun with her. He just needs a paper bank to cover that grin. This is why you can't have women as judges and counselors, because they get wet thinking about the behavior of deviant criminals. Number 19, in a couple hundred years, me and everyone else will be forgotten, and no one will visit our graves. No one will talk about us. Unless, of course, you do something remarkable in your life that's ahead of your time, and then you become a folk hero for future generations. But that status is reserved for maybe 100 to 200 people in history at most. Also, maybe this will change now that we have videos and pictures of ourselves. Our ancestors might be more interested in looking us up. Moving on, Charlize Theron says that she wants to stay single for life because she smashed a 23-year-old guy and it was fantastic and a privilege, and she can't enjoy that in a marriage. This is the same Charlize Theron that was shaming men a few years ago to marry her and man up and adopt her trans African daughters. I guess now she's trying to spin a different narrative for why she can't get a man. Men can't quit me. I quit them first. She's just 50-year-old target practice at this point. What a privilege. Number 21, welcome to Canada, where this man with 7 children abandoned his wife and kids to chase his dream of living as a 6-year-old girl. In the past, guys in white suits would be dragging him off to an insane asylum, and today we clap for him like constipated seals. And it looks like that 6-year-old girl is still sucking on that pacifier while living with her new adoptive family. Well, it's better that pacifier than something else. Someone needs to check her hard drive, though. Up next, here are 2 pictures of Kansas City 100 years apart. Well, at least the roads are still there. American cities used to have beautiful downtowns and buildings. When I'm depressed about something like this, I shuffle off to across the border to Buffalo because his downtown still looks like it's 1906, even though it's mostly empty now. I'm really disappointed in Kansas City because Where am I going to buy my owl cigars now? Number 23, this man who calls himself a pastor wrote a book about how to love your wife, only to get arrested for having multiple wives. Looks like he was getting plenty of first-hand knowledge about loving a wife, and I trust his dating and relationship advice over some incelerific black pillar. This man should be celebrated and not shackled. I want to read his book. If he gets kicked out of the church, he could become an imam, and Islam will accept that he has multiple wives now. Moving on, this is pretty accurate as to how men take a shower. You want to get the areas where most of the sweat comes from, otherwise you'll smell like a jeet. I have an excuse for my toes, though. I can't get them wet or some of my skin plaques will stiffen up and hurt like a mofo. If you shower every single day like me, then you don't need to do a deep scrub for every part of your body. Just the bits where stuff comes out. Number 25 on the last one, what the hell happened to Natalie Maines from the Dixie Chicks? Was it Trump derangement syndrome or something else? Perhaps the ugliness on the inside leaked to the outside, or she's taking her final form as a bulldog. My final answer is that she's basically pink in the year 2030. Also, maybe this is pink after she traveled back in time or something. Then again, maybe this Dixie chick ate the other two Dixie chicks. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.